Richard, as a Roman Catholic, when my mother had passed away, our neighbors and her friends came to me requesting that I would pay to have masses said for her so that she would have a chance to get out of purgatory. And I was wondering, is there a certain amount of money that would be required to get someone out of purgatory, Richard?
No, there's not a certain amount of money. I remember when I was a Catholic priest, I would love to get masses so that I could say them for souls in purgatory, because people paid for the priest to say the mass, and I would get a fair bit of money that way. So it was something that I liked to do. But that was, of course, before the Lord saved me from Catholicism, but I was for 21 years a Catholic priest in ministry. I was nine months for studying in Rome, but 22 years as a priest altogether. But we did get a fair bit of money for the same masses for souls in purgatory.
So you would spend this money for yourself, for your own purposes?
This was over and above. We all got what we call a stipend. The stipend was the amount of money that we got each month to do our work as a priest. That was personal money. We had church money besides that, and which we use only for church purposes. But this was a personal thing, and it was good to get that money, because it meant, particularly if you were going to, if I was going to Ireland, I would talk about getting good masses, meaning that there was a good amount of money going with the mass.
Wow, that's just absolutely absurd, because we know in the scripture that there's no place called purgatory.
I know there's no scripture references to it, but the Catholics speak about it in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 1030, that's 1030. It talks about the final purification or purgatory, the other exact words. And it's that souls have to suffer there before they go to heaven. So it's check the Catechism, paragraph 1030, and there it is. But it's not in the Bible, but they are very emphatic on it. And it was a fairly big thing in Catholicism, it still is. I have left Catholicism many, many years ago, but I presume it still is the same as in my day.
Mm-hmm. As it was when I was a Catholic too, Richard, and that was just a mere 20 years ago, that was a common practice. And it's just amazing that to know that the money was spent by the priest for his own personal reasons.
Yeah, it is still there, because I had two sisters who died fairly recently, and Maura, my older sister, and Joan, the second eldest in the family, and there was an Ireland, and there was they were getting masses said for them after they had died, which, by the way, was what didn't make any sense, because I had witnessed the both of them speaking to them many hours on the phone. And both of them, praise God, came to trust in Jesus Christ alone, and no church, and no sacraments.
And no need for purgatory.
There was no need for purgatory. They were going to go to glory, go to heaven immediately, and they died. So I was a joy to me to know that both of them were going to glory and to heaven. And such a joy, like scripture says, a joy unspeakable and full of glory. That was wonderful. But still, it was laughable, but it didn't laugh, but it was laughable that people were still getting masses said for them to get out of purgatory. So what else did you want to know about...
Well, that was just it's obviously a question on many Catholics' minds, and seeing it for what it really is, it's just a way to extract money from people, and it has no basis in Scripture. And thank you for sharing your insight, Richard.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they speak about the final purification, where you're purified in purgatory in paragraph 1030. But the scripture knows nothing about it. In actual fact, the scripture says the opposite. The scripture says that Christ bare our sins on all of them. So it's not that when you are convicted that you're a sinner, and like I was, and you cry out to God for faith and grace, remembering Ephesians chapter 2, 8 and 9, for by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. When you believe that, and you're made right with God, you know that all your sins are forgiven. It's not like to some ones that might mightn't be, or I might sin, you know, 2 weeks from now. All sins are forgiven, Christ, and it's recorded in Scripture, different places I could quote, but one of the clearest is 1 Peter chapter 2, and it's speaking about Christ, and it says that Christ, who, when he was reviled, reviled not, he suffered, he was threatened not, but he committed himself to him that judges rightly. That's verse 23. Now, verse 24, this is talking about Christ again. Who his own self bare our sins in his body on the tree, that's the tree of Calvary, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you are healed. It's just wonderful because he bore our sins on the tree of Calvary, and you, by his stripes, that's by Christ Jesus' wounds, are healed. In a nutshell, that's the gospel. Believe that Christ died on the cross for your sins. Believe that. Ask God for the faith to believe that. Receive the grace to activate that faith, and know that you are saved and right before God. And it's such a joy to me to get an email from people saying, oh, I heard the message and my life is completely turned around. That was like the Catholic brother, that's why he was a Catholic man and he became a brother in the Lord. In Dundee's, in Scotland, he was watching one of the videos and he said, oh, he said, Richard, in an email afterwards, I was listening and I heard the word and my life is totally changed. Things like that. Or a girl from Latvia. I didn't even know they had computers in Latvia, let alone there's an email from Latvia saying, that video was remarkable. And I cannot explain to you how my life is different since I watched it. I thank God. Things like that, it's just a joy to me. And I would like, if you could email me, you'll get the email address on the screen at the end of the message.